I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Two children hospitalized in Colorado Springs after being hit by a car on their way to school yesterday are expected to recover, according to police. A car trying to make a right turn at an intersection ran over four students. All were taken to the hospital. Two were admitted. Cheyenne Mountain State Park has reopened after high winds earlier this week forced its closure. 91.5 KRCC's Dana Cronin reports.
The park sustained damages during the windstorm, including downed trees and signs, as well as broken windows. Passengers of a turned-over RV also incurred minor injuries. However, senior park ranger Darcy Mount says the closure wasn't due to damages within the park, but to downed power lines blocking the entrance.
Had those power lines not been down, we would have been open probably the next day.
Mount says this was the first time the park has ever closed. She says all trails are open and that hikers should report any potential hazards at the park's visitor center. Park officials are still assessing the cost of damages. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
Air Force Academy cadets are preparing to march in next week's presidential inaugural parade. Cadet First Class Sarah Fishbein will lead 83 cadets on the 1.7-mile route from the Capitol to the White House and will salute the new Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump, as the cadets pass the stand. The Academy says cadets have marched in every inaugural parade since 1957 ceremony for President Dwight D. Eisenhower. This is 91.5 KRCC News.